You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Bummer sooner, bummer sooner, bummer sooner. Hook 'em hard, hook 'em, baby.
Someone's excited this morning.
Always Texas OU week. I know you are as well.
Yeah, my Twitter and Instagram feed are blowing up with that Superman play.
Oh, God. I was on the sidelines. Listen, Roy, I was sideline reporter then, my first year, and you jumping over the dang line of scrimmage. You and Teddy Lehman doing your thing against my Longhorns, man. Come on, that's just so wrong.
Well, you're over here singing Boomer Sooner. I can't tell which side you're on.
No, I said Bummer Sooner. Bummer.
Oh, I heard Boomer. Oh, I don't know about that.
Bummer Sooner, damn it. Don't get it twisted.
Hey, I guess it's true. We only hear what we want to hear, right?
Roy Williams is joining us on behalf of Allstate, and they've got a rally ahead of Texas and Oklahoma at Kid Square Park, and doing some great work with them in the community. This could have been a more exciting matchup if your guys didn't, the bed against Iowa State. What the hell happened there, man?
You know, honestly, watching film and watching actually the game, our guys just played uncharacteristically of what they were taught the week before. I was at practice talking to them and just watching them practice and watching them play. I mean, it looked the same. You know, they didn't take the intensity that they took into the Ohio State game, into that practice and into the game, and it showed last weekend.
So, Roy, do you blame the concepts? Because I saw some people getting on Mike Stoops because of the way he utilized, especially Okoronkwo, having him dropping back in coverage instead of rushing. He's their best pass rush. So you think it was about the scheme, or was it just that the players didn't take what they were doing on the field, on the practice field, to the game?
It's tough because we dropped some of our best defensive rushers back in coverage when I played.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a part of the scheme. I mean, you have to disguise and show different, you know, different fronts and different stunts. And, I mean, nobody said that when Mike's play calling in Ohio State, they were fine with it. And guess what? Obo was dropping back in coverage. You know what I mean? So it's like, come on now. We didn't tackle the open field. We played poor technique on the corners, giving up, letting people get on top, and we're man-to-man or cover three, you know, and not contesting the ball and not making open field tackles. So, I mean, everybody likes to point the finger at the coach, you know what I'm saying, but sometimes you just got to really look back and just like, okay, look, what was the call? What's his technique that he's supposed to be playing? Watch the film. Did he play the technique? Yes or no? And probably the answer will be no. So you really can't point the finger at the coach. I mean, sometimes, yes, you can simplify the playbook and just make it plain and simple. But then that's when you become an easy target because they know what you're going to be in. You have to change it up. It's a new game. It's a new game nowadays, you know, and it's not like back when I played and it's I formation, only three receivers, and it's not that way. And that smash my football, it's not that way anymore. You know, so you have to disguise and you have to have guys playing different positions to better help your team. I mean, back when I played, I was one person playing like three or four positions at one time. I mean, hell, they wanted me to be the deep safety, cover the slot, and be in the run protection, you know. So it's, yeah, sometimes a coach would ask a lot of you, but you know what I'm saying, are you willing to step up to the task?
Gio and Jones with Roy Williams, who will be joining Priest Holmes, local Allstate agents, volunteers from both fan bases ahead of the Red River Showdown to help come together and renovate Kids Square Park. So a pretty cool thing to help out the community. What do you think of Texas so far this year? Of course, a really rough start early on against Maryland, but have seemed to right the ship a little bit heading into this game. What are your impressions of them?
I think they're solid. I mean, Texas is always good. You know, they always parade around that they get the
what
best recruiting classes.
They're always good.
Why are you lying, man? Why are you lying? Come on, Roy.
Come on now. So you honestly saying that, oh, we're mighty Texas. We always get the cream of the crop because they're right in our backyard. You guys don't say that?
No, but they haven't been always good. I know Coach Strong knocked off OU a couple years ago when he shouldn't have, but 5-7 last year and 6-7 the year before that. They are not always good.
I didn't say they were always good. You guys always say that you guys get the best cream of the crop recruits.
We have not been saying that.
I mean, okay. Anyway, I don't know. I mean, you know, that stigma of Texas, University of Texas, too good for everybody. But literally, I think they're so close.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about Texas, I think they're so close. I think it was back when I was in school in like 98, 99. It's like I think they just really need to buy into the system, and just instead of rebelling and not doing what the coach asks, just you know, buy into the system and do what you're asked. You know, and I feel that they're so close. I think they need to get out their own way and just play ball instead of, you know, the whole rebelling and going back against coach. I don't know if that's happening, but it seems like that because it's like they're always right there, like one play or, you know, a field goal away, and it's just like, man, they could have won that game. You know, it's just that I think they're battle tested, but I don't think they truly believe in themselves yet.
Well, all of us Longhorns are happy to know that you care so much about us. Let me ask you about a head
coach. I care about everybody. I truly do.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I care about no one. Roy, you were part of a coaching change there at OU. John Blake, and then Coach Stoops comes in there, Bob Stoops. And you weren't you on the offensive side of the ball before Coach Stoops got there?
No, sir. I was like a willy back with John Blake. I don't remember what it was called.
Yeah,
whatever.
And then they move you to safety. So my question was: you have Stoops comes in and he basically rearranges that whole program and players and identifies the talent and is able to place them in a position to win. What has been the biggest hurdle for Lincoln Riley?
I think the temperament and the breed of student athlete nowadays is totally different from when I was in school. They got it. I'm looking at the facilities; they got it good. I'll just say that because what we had, what we had, you know what I mean? It wasn't what it is now. I'll just say that. I'm happy for the growth and the progress that my university's had. I think the challenges that Lincoln faces is connecting with the coaches on what the coaches are trying to tell the kids. I think there's a little disconnect in there because you got to understand Mike is old school. He will get in your face and he'll yell. You know, the breed now of kids, they're not used to that. You know, it's all about your approach. And you got to approach it and deliver it right before the kids can receive it. And I think that may be a disconnect because they're not knowing how to deliver it because they're kind of used to the old school way of coaching.
Gio and Jones with Roy Williams, who's joining us on behalf of Allstate. What do you think about Jerry Jones' comments about if anybody kneels during the national anthem, that that player won't play in that game for the Dallas Cowboys that day?
I would love just to stay out of that conversation. I would love to ask Jerry, you know, I don't know. I'll stay out the conversation. I think it's unfortunate that Jerry would put that on his players like that and draw the line in the sand. But I think it's an unfortunate situation. I really don't have much more to say. I kind of stay out of that. I mean, that was the reason why I moved back to Oklahoma. I just wanted to get out of Dallas. So I just felt like it was a dark cloud over me, and I just needed to get out. You know, you know what I would love to ask Jerry? I would love to ask Jerry when he called me and said, hey, we're going to release you. Is there anything you want? And I asked him, I was like, yo, Jerry, I would love to retire as a Cowboy when it's all said and done. He said I would, and I still have it. So when y'all see Jerry in the streets or wherever you see him at, let him know. You know, it's too late now because, I ain't begging anymore to try to retire as a Cowboy, but it would be nice if he honored his word. If he's going to be so strict on his players or not taking a knee, he should have just honored his word and let his
– So Jerry Jones told you, man to man, that, yes, I will allow you to retire as a Cowboy.
Amen, Steven.
They both told
– They called me together. Mm-hmm. They called me together on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Said that they would allow you to retire as a Cowboy.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. After, was it 2008, after I got hurt, whatever, mm-hmm. they released me, and then I got picked up by Cincy for 2 years. That was our conversation on the phone.
Now, why did you feel like there was such a dark cloud over you there in Dallas?
I just felt, you know, I felt that because, you know, the rule changed, they start deeming me as a dirty player from a tackle I've been doing my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Cowboys let me go. They didn't even offer to renegotiate my contract. I just, you know, when you're on the outs, you just, it's like, I mean, it's, I can say it's a dark place, but it's kind of like, you're by yourself. You're dealing with this all kind of all by yourself. Your family's in California. So I just felt like, man, I felt heavy. And I was like, mm-hmm. dude, and it's not when I went to Cincinnati. It was just that I had a home still in Dallas. I just need to get away. I just needed to get out of Dallas. And so that's why I say it was a dark cloud. But, I love Dallas. I mean, Dallas is an awesome place. When Allstate called and was like, hey, do you mind, you know, partnering up with Priest to go to Lancaster, you know, and mm-hmm. go all hands in to build this park? I was like, heck yeah, because I've always been that guy to want to give back and help. I don't like Texas, but I love all people because, I mean, like, take what's happening in the world right now with Puerto Rico and Houston and, you know, all these places that have major disasters. And look at all the people pouring finances and, you know, the sweat equity into coming together. And we get this opportunity. It's not even on the same level, but we get the opportunity to go build this park in a much-needed area in Lancaster for these kids can have a clean playground to play in. I mean, that's, mm-hmm. to me, that's the ultimate give back, and that warms my heart.
Got you, man. That's commendable on your part as well as Allstate. So thanks for what you do. And note to self, I'm making this note, whenever I feel a dark cloud over me, I'm going to Oklahoma.
Well, you don't got to go to Oklahoma. You got to go to happy place.
I ain't going no damn Oklahoma, man. I try to avoid Oklahoma. Hook 'em horns.
Oh, man. You know what's so sad is, like, it is 8:15, 8:06, or 9:16, or whatever time it is, and Texas still sucks.
Oh, you sucks! Thanks, man. Appreciate you.
No problem, sir. You're welcome.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.